Urban Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.
Maureen and Kirsten, how are you today?
Good morning. Well, you guys won't be good after listening to this stuff.
That is a strong way to start. What are we talking about this morning?
So, Italian occults, psychedelia.
Now, all of those things in isolation sound like they could be very, film sort of soundtrack or kind of evocative of maybe a nice summer holiday. That's not really the territory we're going into, though, is it?
Well, it's interesting you say film. So this is sort of the journalists that talk about it, not necessarily the people that perform it.
Right.
Say it's sort of an Italian hauntology. It's a reactivation of Italian cultural memories, which includes spaghetti westerns, B-horror movies, cannibal movies, which I'll talk about more, the darkness of the human mind, superstition of old religions, obscure folklore, and violent fake anthropology documentaries.
Okay, I'm definitely intrigued. I'm going to hit the first track we've got here. Ooh. That is a spooky start. Feeling tense?
Yeah.
That's just the lockdown.
Okay. This is
kind of cool.
Yeah, it's something.
Well, one writer called it freeform jazz psychedelic noodling that mostly sounds like a load of rats trying to chew their way free from the music room.
Oh my god. Well, there is a vocal in there. Buried under the rats noodling.
And someone also said it sounds like it was created from a scintilla of light bouncing off quiet lakes, fractured rainbows, and distant playground laughter.
I mean, it's a bit more sinister than that, but I can understand the kind of like sound bouncing off of things. Definitely a strong flavor of that.
I like the rats analogy.
Yeah, me too. So this is from 2012, and that's most of the tracks are from this time,
okay,
which is when this thing emerged, and then a journalist named it, and it was picked up like by Simon Reynolds, and I mean, it's good to see Italians doing their own thing, and I guess referencing some of their own things, even though they're weird.
So where did the references come in? Is this like, this sounds like a band playing this, but is there like a lot of sampling in this genre in general, or where does that kind of reference come in?
I think it is more a playing.
Okay.
The referencing is in, I guess, the sort of ambience that it's creating.
Yeah. I gotcha. Okay, this is kind of cool. If this was in a film soundtrack, I really wouldn't blink, you know what I mean? It has got that kind of like,
maybe driving the narrative forward.
Yeah, the protagonist is driving through a forest kind of thing.
Yeah, being chased by the rats.
Yes. So, you know, this is a really classic underground movement. You know, it comes out on vinyl, which is hard to get. They wear masks sometimes, and they do, like, intense live sets, which, you know, all those things, you know, a proper underground movement would have that, wouldn't it?
Yeah, totally. So this
and a festival, an annual festival.
There's got to be a festival.
That's the cherry on the top that makes it a movement.
For anyone who's trying to look this up, that was Umanzuki with Golden Beard Bullseye. Now, I've got to say the titles of the songs from this particular movement are quite spectacular in their own way. We've got a 16-minute piece that we're listening to now called Murder in the Mountains by Squadra Omega. Tell us a bit about this, Kirsten.
Okay. They call themselves Space Age Cubist Free Jazz, clashing with No Wave Krautrock, Cosmic Psych Improv Collective.
That's hurt my brain to hear that.
Yeah, I know. It's music from the third eye, an assault on the frontal lobe.
Oh my god. Oh, there comes a threatening drone. I'd like to know what people at home think of this. You can text us on 5395. Is this floating your boat this morning? Do you feel like you're about to, I don't know, watch some dastardly deeds? This is setting up a sinister kind of a plot line.
Now, the other thing is because Italy is in the part of Europe that is a lot more, you know, it's closer to like Turkey and Northern Africa. So they do play with sort of Middle Eastern sounds, which you might not get as organically in other European scenes.
There's like a little Bela Lugosi vibe about this, you know?
Yeah, I hear that.
But this is so long. So is this like normal of the type of bands that kind of play under this catch-all?
Well, these guys
spectacularly long pieces.
These guys definitely call themselves more jazz, whereas the last group called themselves ambient, which are both long, you know, can do the long song thing anyway.
Almost sounds like the Twilight soundtrack.
Yes, that low bass thing going on.
There's a lot of like. Someone said it sound. What about the Suspiria soundtrack by Goblin? Does that sort of sit in this? Are these songs that get used in films, or are we just sort of feeling a film reference from them because they do kind of, as you say, harken back to that. Cinema history.
Yeah, I don't. Nothing I came across had been used in films except for a documentary about. Okay, here's a really weird story that some of you will know and some of you will not. Italy, one of their other big surges of creativity in the 60s and 70s was violent, mutilating, exploitation, fake anthropology films.
Whoa, I did not know that. That sounds cooked.
Oh, no. Yeah. One of the most famous ones is called Cannibal Holocaust from the 1970s.
Oh, I do actually know that movie, yes.
Yeah, and they are awful. They're called Mondo films. So, you know, these bands, I think one of them were used for a soundtrack and a documentary about those
Mondo
films.
Okay.
Yes.
Interesting. This is a very threatening vibe, this particular track. I mean, it is called literally Murder in the Mountains.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, how awful.
Well, there's your Twin Peaks, you know, that's Murder in the Mountains, isn't it?
You're getting some, definitely some cinematic references, I think, coming through. Oh, the drums felt like they were going somewhere and then they didn't. I'm going to scrub through a little bit so we can get a full scope of the 16 minutes. Let's try halfway through. Someone texted in about Tubular Bells. This is giving me an echo of that, maybe.
Yeah, after they died. This is like the zombie playing the bells.
Yeah.
The mutilated corpse.
Oh my god. Hope no one's eating their breakfast right now.
Yeah.
I was sort of expecting maybe it would have gone somewhere else, but it hasn't really gone too far from where we were listening. Let's go through to the end and see. If I saw this live, you'd be definitely taken to a certain place.
Oh, it would stress me out.
Although I gotta say, a lot of times when I turn BFM on, this is what it sounds like.
Okay, so this is Squadra Omega with Murder in the Mountains. When did this come out? Around that sort of 2012 era as well?
Yeah, 2010.
Okay, so our third track is by Cannibal Movie.
And so, yeah, they're literally, you know, hearkening back to those Cannibal films. Now, those films are banned in New Zealand. And I had a friend that collected them.
Oh, my God.
And in the OOs. And he was so worried when he brought them over in a suitcase that he was going to get nabbed at the border.
Oh,
of course, they didn't look for it.
Are they still banned in New Zealand?
Well, I guess now with, you know, things online, how can you ban anything?
Well, that's true, yeah.
But I'm certainly not recommending everybody go watch them.
No, but it's a fascinating kind of like facet of film history. Film buffs are probably listening to this going, yes, this sounds now, like Mondo movies.
Well, according to film buffs, Mondo movies kind of introduced the world to enjoying death and mutilation as entertainment. Apparently before that we liked a lot nicer things usually.
So you can, Game of Thrones can thank Mondo movies.
Yeah, so apparently the appetite, you know, that filmmakers hadn't quite realized that.
that people are cooked.
Yeah.
Now, we've got a lot of history of explaining that. I feel like that shouldn't
you've
be
You've got a lot of explaining to do. Well, and a part of me goes, hey, Italians, you okay? You know, like, what is going on?
This is, I'm not going to lie, this is stressful music. I'm not feeling relaxed by this.
Yeah, it's not ambient relaxed. It's ambient something. Now, apparently in the office, the TV show, there's the character Gabe is into these movies and makes them all watch them one night and they're all like vomiting.
Oh dear.
Really my thing.
No. No, I can't even do, I think I've said this on this show before, but I even found Shaun of the Dead too much and it's literally a parody movie. It's just too much gore.
Fair enough.
It is good though. I did enjoy watching it, but I still had to like look through my eyes sometimes.
Well, I'm going to be honest. I'm working on a show of worst genres that I didn't even want to do, and this was on that list. But I decided to give it its own slot because we could talk about the films and everything.
Yes, I mean, it's a really fascinating little micro genre. It's... I mean, this is kind of a cool sound.
Yeah.
It's like a sort of cursed marching band.
If I walked into a party and this was playing, I'd probably have my little beer and go home. Be like,
but
this is too much for me.
See yous.
But I guess live, with good lighting and watching the folks making it and being all intense.
Yeah, totally. You'd get... Now, I think it's a time guys, and a place kind of a genre. Time and a place.
Apparently these guys are a drummer and an organist.
Oh, yeah?
An old Italian organ.
I mean, the organ does sound pretty cool in this.
Yeah.
I think of the three that we've listened to, this is the one I'm enjoying the most, I have to say. It is feeling like, I mean, I keep saying they all feel cinematic, but this feels like maybe something I would watch. Someone says it sounds a little bit like the Knicks and a little bit like Mogwai, but a bit more soundscapey.
Yes.
It's like evil Mogwai.
Yes.
Okay, so this is Italian occult psychedelia.
Yes.
A relatively recent-ish genre within the last 10 years, harkening back to the 1970s and these sort of evil movies.
Yeah, as well as their, you know, spaghetti westerns and B-horror and folklore and the real old religion stuff. So I really like that. People feel it's a really Italian, you know, it's capturing them. But it also, to me, shows they've got some therapeutic work to do on themselves.
Hey, music's a good way to do that.
Yeah, except they're spreading it to us.
Close your ears, kids. Don't listen.
Yeah. That's true.
Where are we going next week?
Okay, we're totally different direction. We're going to do something happy. We're going to do songs with the best hand clap riffs.
Oh, my God. That is
awesome.
A pivot, if ever there was
one. So that is a pivot, and so it's going to cheer us up, and everyone's going to... I'm going to be clapping in the car.
Shake off the curse we've invoked with these particular songs.
True. I like that.
Thank you very much, Kirsten, for bringing us Italian psychult. No, psychult, occult. Psychedelia today. I can't even say it anymore. I hope you have a lovely weekend. We'll see you next week.
Okay.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
Thank you so much.